News. I'm Dave Packer. After meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, President Trump seeming to shift his stance that Ukraine should give up land for peace. And this while meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron.
Let him get that land back.
Yep.
So we'll see how it all works out.
Speaking before the General Assembly, the president criticizing the UN, saying, quote, it's not even coming close to living up to its potential. Ryan Ruth, the person accused of trying to shoot President Trump last year, represented himself in a Florida court. He's been found guilty on all counts. After the verdict was read, an outburst from Ruth. He appeared to be trying to stab himself in the neck, but was restrained and quickly removed from the courtroom, sentencing coming in December. One person dead after a shooting at the Augusta Mall in Georgia that authorities say started with a fight. One person is in custody. Two other persons of interest are being sought. Wall Street, the Dow fell 89 points. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Parents, students, and community members spoke out last night at the Green Bay School Board meeting, most saying they wanted more done for students' safety. Some supported having metal detectors. Others asked for more mental health resources. One student said he thinks more needs to be done to address bullying. Earlier in the day, a fight broke out at Preble High School. The same day added security measures went into effect in the same school where police found a gun in a backpack a couple of weeks ago, prompting the additional security. School leaders say a partnership with parents is key. They asked for parents' support in talking to their children about how to resolve disagreements before they escalate to fighting. The school district gathered ideas from the public last week. They'll present the information on October 13th at the school board meeting. A couple state lawmakers were in Green Bay today. Governor Tony Evers made a stop at UWGB to kick off his back-to-school tour of UW campuses statewide. The governor stopped at the Union to meet with students from the Rising Phoenix program. The program gives high school students the chance to earn college credits while still in high school, giving them a head start on their college education. Evers secured $1 million in the 2025-27 biennial budget to support the Rising Phoenix program. The governor also made stops today at UW-La Crosse and UW-Parkside. Senator Tammy Baldwin was also in Green Bay this morning at Casa Alba Melanie. Baldwin was talking to people about the impact of expiring Affordable Care Act, or ACA, tax credits. Baldwin says if Republicans let the Affordable Care Act expire, 300,000 Wisconsinites will face spikes in their premiums and 30,000 will lose their health care altogether. Republican Senator Ron Johnson has long favored a free market approach to health care, prioritizing consumer choice. Republicans claim the ACA has driven up insurance costs, pointing to rising premiums for many families. With news at the top and bottom of the hour,
the crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres, their fourth in the last six seasons, the game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun this afternoon with an isolated shower possible. Comfortable with high temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, again, more clouds than sun and comfortable with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is a huge export in Wisconsin you might not even be aware of. We are talking to the Cranberry Growers Association as we go beyond the cheese.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back. Welcome to Act Two of Nightlight on this Tuesday night. It is great to have you with me, folks. We have a great question tonight. I'm about to give you details on our contest. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is in the hizzy. We'll get back to Kristen in just a minute. You can chime in. You can talk. That doesn't mean you can't talk.
You have a lot of paper.
I do. You know, I'm one of those people that just doesn't care about the environment.
No, when I was in school, growing up in the Paper Valley, I was instructed that we should use a lot of paper because it was good for business.
So, Conrad, where do I start? We had so much fun. Conrad is suffering, ladies and gentlemen. This is so coincidental. It's weird. But today is National Restless Leg Syndrome Day, and Conrad he's had a bout of it probably for a week now. But
here he goes again.
Poor guy. Of all the times for it to flare up. You doing okay?
Yeah, it's just my legs are kind of sticky now because all the jam.
All the jam and the blood. You don't know what's going on over there. Dan Marcus is going to come in here tomorrow, and you're going to get a talking to. You should not be storing canned goods, jellies, or any kind of jams under the producer's desk.
Well, you never know when you need jelly.
Yeah, and okay. You never know when it's going to flare up.
What the heck kind of world? You never know when you're going to need jelly.
That's actually
what is your day-to-day
motto.
Like? That's great. Okay, so Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here coming up at 7:30. We'll talk to Logan Rogge, our pal from Travel Wisconsin. I'm going to take a Travel Wisconsin quiz, and Logan will be here to administer that quiz like he did last time he was here.
That sounds super fun.
It really is. It's called Fest or Fiction. He names a contest, and I have to say if it's Fest or Fact or Fiction. So he makes up all these crazy, and I did surprisingly horribly last time. So I guess I'm easily bamboozled.
Surprisingly is, you know.
We do have some really interesting fests.
Yeah. Fests, meaning festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have one you like? One you don't miss?
Well, you know, there's Oktoberfest coming up this weekend in Appleton, which I love, love, love.
Yeah, because you're German.
Yeah.
Yeah. all right. So great guest tonight, folks. We have a great question. It's Joan Jett turns 68. It was either yesterday or today. Our question of the night is, who is the best female rocker ever? And to celebrate this glorious, the female rocker tonight, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a rock star in her own right, is going to take a quiz after I tell you about our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This is our multi-state contest here at Civic Media, and it goes from September 22nd, yesterday, to October 3rd. So you have all kinds of chances to win prizes in this contest, folks. All you have to do is have the Civic Media app. Text in the keyword when I give it to you, which will be in just a few minutes, probably right before the break. Con, is that a good? Your leg, you'll probably have a leg flare up and kick a bunch of jars over right when I'm giving the keyword.
You know, it seems like it's going down.
Okay. All right. So that's good. The daily prizes, folks, include $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Not too shabby, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. What would you prefer, the jewelry or the? You get both, but.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not a huge jewelry person.
You're wearing, don't you have some jewelry? What do you have on your wrist there? You got a whole bunch of bracelets.
Yeah, they're Taylor Swift bracelets, and now I'm worried that Conrad's going to... You want one of my bracelets, Conrad?
I am a huge Swift.
How dare you wear a bracelet of my ex into the studio on my show?
That's why I was so like, I shouldn't show you these.
The grand prize, ladies and gentlemen, are two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota.
Whoa.
That is a Green Bay home game, November 23rd at 12 noon. Conrad, is the kickoff time.
Yeah.
Played a lot of games at noon, it seems like, lately. Have you noticed that? Better hope your leg heals before the big game. We'll also give you a gas card to help you get to the game. It's a value of over $1,500.
That's cool.
Two club-level indoor seats.
Yeah. Have you been on the club level?
Not at Lambeau. Oh,
that's not really nice.
Not at the Packer Stadium, I have not. But anyway, they're great. So it's Green Bay versus Minnesota. The green and gold versus the purple and gold. That is Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state contest. Coming up after this break, we will give you the keyword.
Yeah.
Right after, I think. We'll just prolong it a little bit. But all you have to have is the app.
Do you see the irony in that name? Gopher, the green and gold?
Gopher?
Yeah.
I guess I...
Minnesota. Gopher.
Interesting.
Green and gold.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well.
That's tricky.
It's going to be fun. I hope you're not as a weekend host, you're probably not eligible either.
I definitely have texted in the keyword before,
you
but
have
I've
not.
Never won.
They probably know your phone number, Kristen. All right. So Kristen Lyerly is here. She's going to take I have to say one more thing. This is pretty cool, too. If you want extra chances to win, when you text in on the app, we're going to send you a confirmation text. Click on that link, subscribe to our newsletter, or sign up for Civic Media Today. Follow us on Facebook. You can subscribe to podcasts. That gives you extra chances to win. So definitely take advantage of that, folks. Good luck, everybody. The keyword is coming up in about 10 minutes. So, all right. Are you ready for some quiz show fun?
Yes, but before I say that,
yeah.
Did you see that David suggested Jungle Land as a favorite Springsteen song?
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, I love that one too.
I look, Seeds, Johnny 99, mm-hmm. Going Down, Out in the Street.
Yeah.
Did you ever see him do the concert when he introduces the whole band on the stage and then he sings Patti Skelfa's song? She has a great song called Rumble Doll, but he talks about when Clarence joined the band and all that. It is magical.
Mm-hmm.
So we are connected now forever, more than we were even. Okay, so you ready?
I didn't think it could be possible.
I'm not saying we're besties because I know we're both Taylor Swift fans, though.
I do like Taylor Swift.
We like Tay-Tay, and our texter Dave is a big Taylor Swift fan.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we're getting some Kristen love, too, on the streamline tonight. Robert says, Kristen is an excellent singer. Wow.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Rob and I go way back.
Do you really? You know Rob?
I do.
Oh, so he wasn't just referring to what you sang briefly there.
Hey, Rob texting in about me is the equivalent to like my brother texting in. It's very like sweet.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
And lovely.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert. It's great to have you part of the show as always. Robert says, I love Cheap Trick. I get to see them at State Park Speedway in Rib Mountain in June. Oh, he saw them in June of 1982.
Mm.
Wouldn't they have been playing like arenas back then? Rib Mountain, that's a great show.
I don't know.
Probably a small venue. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dave says Jungle Land. Robert also says, I love Patti Smith.
Oh, yeah.
With Goodbye. Oh, Goodbye to You is a great song. And The Warrior. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Sydney says, Amanda Hug and Kiss. I know that name. All right, Conrad, are you ready? This is not multiple choice, Dr.
Okay.
Lyerly. So you have to know. You just have to know.
Uh-huh.
And I think you'll do okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is taking the Nightlight Female Rocker Quiz. Here we go.
Yes.
Question number one. This rocker was the singer for Jefferson Airplane and Starship.
Grace Slick.
Conrad does not have... You don't have the answer sheet, I just realized.
No, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. How'd you get that?
He just knows these things.
You sent me it to print for you.
Oh, very...
He's crafty like that.
Two bloody legs, he is still on top of this.
Never discount Gen Z. They are always on top of it. They're always watching.
Correct. Number two. This rock and roller sang this song, I Love Rock and Roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Oh, that would be Joan Jett. Happy birthday, baby.
Mm-hmm. There we go. That's even better than the tiki, tiki, tiki. Number three. This rock and roller wrote Peace of My Heart and Me and Bobby McGee.
Janis Joplin.
Oh.
Don't make me sing Peace of My Heart. I'm going to be singing that all the way on.
Something tells me I wouldn't have to make you sing Peace of My Heart. I think you would just morph into it. All right. Dr. Lyerly is 3 for 3. Number four, this awesome female rocker was the front person for the band The Cranberries and sang Dreams and Linger.
Dolores. Dolores.
Rhymes with a female body part, according to Seinfeld.
I can't think of her last name, but her first name is definitely Dolores.
I'm trying to think of a... How can we...
Dolores!
Dolores. She's Irish, so mm-hmm. What's a common lead into an Irish name? Not Mick.
Oh.
Yes. Dolores O...
Reardon.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. Right, that might have been the hardest one on the whole quiz. So I think you're doing well.
Yeah.
This blonde-haired rocker was a one-hit wonder with the song "She's Got Betty Davis Eyes."
She had more than one hit, didn't she? She had a hit with Kenny. You know, the country singer with the good hair.
Kim Kristen, Carnes. It's my quiz. I determine how successful.
It's Kim Carnes.
It is Kim Carnes.
She's got Betty
That's a great
Davis
song.
Eyes. Yeah.
I hate that's one of my workout songs because there's like this like kind of keyboard thing happening there. That's a really good song.
Super synthy. And then it made us all back in the 80s go, who's Betty Davis?
Right. We had to go to the Google, which didn't exist yet.
Uh-huh. The card catalog.
We had to go use the Dewey Decimal System to find out who Betty Davis was. All right. Dr. Lyerly is 5 for 5. This raspy-voiced rock singer sang Leather and Lace with Don Henley and Sarah with her band, which I won't give you the name of because that would give it away.
Oh, that's Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, you are crushing this thing.
Oh, and you are the poet in my heart.
Oh, that is a beautiful, that's one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah. But you don't hear that one very often. You hear a lot of Fleetwood Mac, but that one isn't.
You need to move to Marinette. You'll hear more of the most obscure music. You'll hear Bryan Adams B-sides in the grocery store, and you're like, what the? I don't even know where they get it.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. They flip the A-side over.
I'm not saying it's worth a road trip. I'm just saying. You could shop there, get big, big savings, and here's some B-sides. This blonde-haired rocker was, can't read my own writing. I was using voice.
Do you need to call a friend? Because
phone a friend. No, I'll just give you the songs. Sang Heart of Glass and Rapture with her band.
She's got a new fashion line, Debbie Harry.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and it's punk.
That's so cool.
She's got to be 80. I mean, she's
fantastic.
She's amazing.
I had
but
a huge crush on her.
Oh, you got to see her clothes. They are just, I mean, she is still cool.
Yeah, I love Debbie Harry. Okay. You're batting 1,000, by the way.
I love music.
I know you do. Is this brassy rock star fronted a band named after a human body part and sang Magic Man and Barracuda?
They're touring too.
Who?
It's Hart and it's Ann Wilson.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
This is insane.
Yeah.
I'm being embarrassed, Conrad.
Oh, her voice. Come on.
Yeah, Kim Shevchik
actually sang an amazing Hart song and it was brilliant for Doctors in Recital a couple of years back.
Oh, that's so cool. She sang something for Mamma Mia too last year, which was outstanding.
She just nails it every time.
I agree. Mm-hmm. All right. So this awesome rocker is. Oh, come on. Seriously? I think we got to call 911. You've been
here
almost an hour and you
Do
haven't
you need
even
a gynecologist to come and help you?
I think so.
I got you.
He's already sitting down. All right. This awesome rocker is older than those we've listed, but sings At Last and...
At Last? Like Etta James?
Yes!
Oh! I wouldn't think of her as a rocker, but yeah, let's go with it.
The other song we have is In the Basement, which is one of my favorite tunes. Oh. That is just a lowdown in the basement. Money gets low in the basement.
Uh-huh.
You got no money, you party in the basement. It's beautiful. All right, we're coming right back to finish our quiz with Dr. Lyerly. Can you stay for one more segment?
I can.
Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. There is a doctor in the house. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. In the face.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do your children love mummies? What about waffles? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And this Saturday at the Lion's Mouth Bookstore from 11 till 12, your child can meet children's illustrator Robert Momartz, creator of Mummy Man and Waffles book series, which I didn't even know there was a second one. My son absolutely adores this series. And Rob's going to be there doing live sketch demos, as well as sharing his second book, Mummy Man and Waffles, The Dire Deeds of Dr. Gark. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM, click events, and guess what? You might see me there.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Turned me into a Springsteen fan.
Yeah, this was on the charts when I was,
I was not a fan the first time I went to go see him, and I went because a friend took me.
Oh.
And they played that song, and he didn't sing the entire first verse because the crowd did, and I was like, I'm hooked.
That's so fun.
Yes.
That is the voice of Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you here. This is our last live segment of the night. We have pre-recorded content coming up at 7:35 with Dr. Logan Rogge.
Oh.
He's not a doctor. but right now, I'm going to give you the keyword, folks, to our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. A reminder, you have to have the app to play. Just text in the keyword, and you are eligible for $200 cash and gold jewelry. And the grand prize, just entering once every hour that you're eligible to enter or every day, enables you or makes you eligible for our grand prize, 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, and you get a gas card to get there. It is our multi-state text-to-win contest, folks. So glad you're part of it. Here is tonight's keyword. Conrad, do I have that? Where is that? There we go. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Laugh. L-A-U-G-H. Dr. Lyerly just gave an example of what laughter is in case people were out there going, what? That is tonight's keyword, laugh. L-A-U-G-H. So
That's not the word.
Oh.
It's actually fun.
Oh.
Oh, God damn it. Where is this paper?
If you're texting laugh, stop texting laugh. It's actually
stop
fun.
Stop texting, folks. I'm sorry.
F-U-N. fun.
I even wrote that down on the sheet, but I was looking. There's like 18 days here. Oh, my gosh.
Lots of paper here.
My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so tonight's keyword is fun. F-U-N, fun. And text that in on the app right now, and you will be eligible for the daily prize as well as the grand prize. F-U-N, fun.
The keyword is like a journey tonight, because you laugh and then you have fun.
That's what happens.
Right.
On Nightlight and when Dr. Lyerly is here. So, all right. And we are, you know, whatever text we don't get to tonight, Conrad, we'll read tomorrow.
Yes.
As well, right? Okay. But on social media, Matt Harper, our pal Matt, the rock rap artist from here in Green Bay, says, tough one. Classic, I'll say Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yes.
Modern day Lizzie Hale. Or modern Lizzie. I can't read. Hold on. Modern. What does that say, Dr. Lyerly? Can you give me an eye test while you're here? Do you have a chart with you?
I honestly don't know who that is. It's L-Z-Z-Y Hale.
Yeah. Okay. Bonnie Raitt. Alan on social media says, Ann Wilson. We just had that in our quiz. My pal Sean says, Leather Tuscadero.
Oh!
Susie Quattro.
Yes.
And the great actress Tracy Thorpe says, Pink. I love that. Great answers, everybody.
Pink.
And if we don't get to your answer on the text line tonight, we will roll those over until tomorrow. Dr. Lyerly, we have time for a few more questions. Are you okay with that?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This female, oh, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. She is 9 for 9.
Batting 1,000.
All right. This female rocker footed a popular 70s band and sang Back on the Chain Gang.
Chrissy Hynde.
Chrissy Hynde.
I saw her opening for the Foo Fighters last year. She was brilliant. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus points if you can guess the band.
Pretenders?
Yes, Pretenders. I wrote Heart, but I got that wrong.
Because -1 for Pete.
Ann Wilson. All right, take a point away from me and add it to the test I'm going to take with Logan Rogge. All right. So she is batting 1,000, 10 for 10. This female rock star was in the film The Blues Brothers and sang about respect and the freeway of love.
Aretha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
11 for 11. Are your kids listening?
My kids would be like,
do they know
my
how
gosh.
Proud they should be of you?
They hear this all the time and they're tired of it.
Are you singing all these women?
Yes.
Okay.
They're like, Mom, you need to stop.
This rocker was a trained opera singer before turning to...
Pat Benatar.
Next time you
can't
come
even
back,
get it out.
I'm making this a lot harder.
Right. Oh, I love her.
All right, we got about a minute left here, this test, which Kristen is crushing. This rocker fronted a UK band and also sang a great tune called No More I Love Yous.
Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
No more. I
purposely went more obscure there. Uh-huh. Such a great song, though.
Oh.
She also sang Sweet Dreams, was probably her biggest hit.
Yes.
Three more. I think you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You
Here
are
comes
betting.
The rain again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great one. This 90s rocker sang Don't Speak and did a great remake of It's My Life.
Mm-hmm. I like the original, though.
I do
Talk,
too.
Talk. This is Gwen Stefani.
We have that, Con. I think we should go to the break with Talk, It's My Life. I love that song. We haven't had that in a while here. This rocker was in the film Beyond Thunderdome and sang...
Tina the Queen.
I am getting embarrassed. You know what? No more Mr. Nice Guy. When these quizzes come in...
Tina's a survivor. Have you watched that documentary?
No, I have not watched that.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's a brilliant story. She's an incredible survivor. What she did with her life and her career.
I've read about what she went through. It's horrible. I just haven't seen the film. She is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This singer sang, last question.
Mm-hmm.
This singer sang Blue Bayou and Heat Wave.
Oh, Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
I've been embarrassed on my own show.
I sang one of her songs for Doctors in Recital.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do that this year?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm kind of all over the place.
All right. Hey, this has been fun.
Do you want to know my favorite?
Yeah.
Shirley Manson of Garbage.
Oh, I went to put her on the quiz. I love Shirley Manson.
Yes.
Stupid Girl is one of my favorite songs ever. Butch Vig, Steve Marker.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed them at the Barrymore Theater during the Wisconsin Film Festival about 8 years ago. And I had Butch on my PBS show with Wendy Schneider, the producer of the film The Smart Studio Story.
Oh, I
definitely
loved
that. You've seen it?
Yes.
Great
Every
movie.
Time I drive down East Wash, I point it out. I'm like, hey, boys.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Check out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show on the weekends here at WGBW. You can also stream the podcast at civicmedia.us. We will give you the keyword again coming up And any text we didn't get to. Conrad, we can do that tomorrow, right? There are no rules to this.
He's going to be busy.
He's going to be in the ICU. All right, we'll get this taken care of. we're coming right back with Logan Rogge.
.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, President Trump seeming to shift his stance that Ukraine should give up land for peace. And this while meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron.
Let him get that land back.
Yep.
So we'll see how it all works out.
Speaking before the General Assembly, the president criticizing the UN, saying, quote, it's not even coming close to living up to its potential. Ryan Ruth, the person accused of trying to shoot President Trump last year, represented himself in a Florida court. He's been found guilty on all counts. After the verdict was read, an outburst from Ruth. He appeared to be trying to stab himself in the neck, but was restrained and quickly removed from the courtroom, sentencing coming in December. One person dead after a shooting at the Augusta Mall in Georgia that authorities say started with a fight. One person is in custody. Two other persons of interest are being sought. Wall Street, the Dow fell 89 points. This is ABC News.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Dawson's Creek reunion was missing one of its biggest stars Monday night at a planned event to raise money for cancer. James Vanderbeek was supposed to be part of the read as he was the man of honor. The Varsity Blues star was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer last November, so Dawson's Creek castmate and friend Michelle Williams put together a table read of the pilot script that included original cast members Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson. Vanderbeek ended up having to bow out due to stomach pains, but had a pretty heavy hitter as an understudy in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. If you're a Tom Holland fan, your spidey senses were probably tingling over the weekend. The actor suffered a concussion on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Variety reports that Holland was injured while filming in Glasgow, Scotland for the film that is set to be released next summer. This is the first time Holland has put on the spidey suit since 2021's Spider-Man No Way Home. I said the word spidey way too many times. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun this afternoon with an isolated shower possible. Comfortable with high temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 50s. On Wednesday, again, more clouds than sun and comfortable with highs in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is a huge export in Wisconsin you might not even be aware of. We are talking to the Cranberry Growers Association as we go beyond the cheese.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me as we broadcast from beautiful downtown Green Bay statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. What could be better, folks? Gather the family around. Listen to the last quarter of this show. Just a quick reminder, folks, that Civic Media's Go for the Gold, Green and Gold Text to Win contest is in full swing until October 3rd. And I'm going to remind you of the keyword, if you bear with me here, and another reminder that the daily prize is $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you're automatically entered into a chance to win the grand prize, which is two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's professional football. It's a Green Bay home game, and it is November 23rd, 2025 at 12 p.m. It's a noon kickoff, and you also get a gas card to get you to the game. It's over $1,500 in value, and all you have to do is text in the keyword on the app. You got to have the app, and you will be all set, and I wish everybody luck in this really cool contest. It is our multi-state green and go for the green and gold at Text to Win contest. You know that, Conrad? It's a multi-state now.
It is.
It was statewide. Now it's multi-state.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Here it is, folks. Once again, the key word in this hour is fun. F-U-N. Fun. There you go. Text in your chance to win the daily and the grand prize, and you are all set. Good luck, everybody. And right now, it is my pleasure to keep the show moving here and welcome. Oh, I want to mention one more thing. This is really cool, too, folks. When you text in, you can earn extra contest entries by following the link in the text response you get and subscribing to the newsletter, the Civic Media newsletter, or any of the other things listed. Following us on Facebook, subscribing to the podcast, signing up for Civic Media Today. If you haven't signed up for Civic Media Today, I highly recommend it. Great way to stay informed, and tonight's keyword is fun. So good luck. And is Logan Rogge available to win, or is he eligible to win?
I think he is.
Why not, right? It is my pleasure to welcome our pal. He is the Senior Communications Specialist at Travel Wisconsin, and he joins us here periodically on Nightlight, Mr. Logan Rogge. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. It's a pleasure to be back on the program.
Always fun to have you. And I, you know, we had to have you back because I understand you and Conrad have gone behind my back and decided to give me another quiz to either further embarrass me or let me redeem myself. So I actually appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I had such a fun time putting you in the hot seat back in May, Pete, and testing your knowledge of Wisconsin's festival scene. So I am ready to play another round of Travel Wisconsin's favorite game. We call it Fest or Fiction. And just a really quick recap of how to play. The premise of the game is simple. I'm going to say the name of a festival. It's your job to guess whether it's real or made up. For those real festivals, I can give you the details about it. For those that are sounding maybe a little too good to be true, I'll share about a similar sounding event. And listeners, if they want to play on their own, they can test their knowledge at travelwisconsin.com/fest or fiction.
It's
so what
perfect.
Are you saying, Pete?
Let's do it. And what better way to learn about what's happening this fall in our state, compliments of Travel Wisconsin, than to see me embarrass myself, but also get great information about what's happening around the state?
All right, question number one, Goat-toberfest, fest or fiction?
G-O-A-T?
G-O-A-T.
Like that
Goat-toberfest.
Goat-toberfest. I'll say fact.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, you know what I did, Logan? I followed my instincts, buddy, and that's how you do well in contests.
That's keep following those instincts because because we are known for our wacky celebrations here in Wisconsin, and you can go to this Oktoberfest with a twist. Of course, it's going to be goats. That's at LeClaire Creamery. It's this beloved agritourism destination in Fond du Lac County. Visitors, they love going there year-round, but definitely check it out this Saturday, September 27th, because LeClaire takes up the experience a notch with Goattoberfest. It's a day-long celebration. It's going to be filled with a ton of family fun, like a kid's fun run through the goat barn, kiddie pedal poles, live entertainment, drinks, and, of course, goats. Don't worry, though, if you have plans for this Saturday, Pete. You can make it back another weekend for activities like goat yoga or goat cuddle sessions for the kids and kids at heart.
I think it's wise that you're just doing that for kids. I feel like too many weirdos would show up to cuddle goats. Here, I love when Logan tries to hide his laugh. That's one of my favorite things when he's on the show. Logan, where is LeClaire, just to clarify?
Yep, that's near Malone, Wisconsin, and it's the kind of southeast corner of Lake Winnebago.
Oh, okay, so perfect.
Not too far outside of Fond du Lac.
Yeah, that's a great road trip. Okay, fantastic. Goattoberfest, folks, check it out. And I am one for one, buddy.
All right, number two, the Art of Cheese Festival. Fest or fiction?
I mean, it's such a fiction.
Ooh, we treat art form or cheese making as an art form, Pete. So this one is true. The Art of Cheese Festival exists. It's put on by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and it's actually happening this weekend in Madison, September 25th to the 28th. You can taste all that, like our cheese making excellence at the Art of Cheese Festival. They're going to have chef-led experiences, tasting events, excursions, and more. But you're going to want to act quick, though. Tickets are limited. Events are selling out. There's a free experience on Saturday, though, for anyone who's in Madison. That's Cheese Fair off the square. You're going to explore, shop, and connect with different master cheesemakers there.
Wow. All right, I have a confession to make. I went against my instincts. Conrad kind of gave me a nod, and I went with him, and he
sorry.
He totally steered me wrong.
I didn't think of it. There's too many cheese festivals. I thought they're, you know.
That was my first reaction. Like, this sounds too, of course, you could throw me a red herring with a cheese festival, but it really exists, and I should have just, all right, enough excuses. All right, I'm one for two.
All right, number three, the Minotaur Rodeo, fest or fiction?
The Minotaur. That sounds so crazy. I'm going to say fact. Fest.
You, the Minotaur, it doesn't have its own dedicated day yet. Sorry, Pete. But wait,
so that means that there's one coming?
But you can live out your love for fantasy. Not quite Minotaur style, but Dragon Days Fantasy Festival. Huh? This is upcoming in Lake Geneva. It's for families, fantasy fans, and gamers alike. It actually pays homage to Gary Gygax, who grew up in Lake Geneva and co-created Dungeons & Dragons in 1974. So wow. Dragon Days Fantasy Festival, that's October 4th and 5th. It's going to be all throughout Lake Geneva. You can learn how to play D&D, other tabletop games, check out fantasy-themed activities, browse medieval vendors, and see live demonstrations.
That actually sounds like a blast.
No live demonstrations of Minotaur rodeos, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the name is a little... But I feel like you're a little unfair there, Logan, because that kind of does exist, but not under that name.
Yeah. It's a close but no cigar situation.
So I can't even take a half a point for that? All right. I'm going to go... Now, from now on, I am bearing down. The kidding around is pretty much over. Question number four. Here we go.
Frights and bites. Fest or fiction?
Frights and bites. Fest.
Ooh, this one's fiction, but just barely. You can travel to Sheboygan. They have booze and brews. I was playing maybe a little unfair with you, but this is a fun seasonal Halloween activity at Bookworm Gardens. That's a seasonal storybook theme botanical gardens, normally for the kids and families, but Okay. Booze and Brews, that happens the first weekend of October, and it's a adults-only event, October 3rd and 4th. They're going to have that garden decked out in over 100,000 twinkling lights. You have live music both nights, themed beverages like the Graveyard Old Fashioned and the Ghoulish Mules, bonfires, on-site food trucks. So start planning out the perfect storybook costume today for Booze and Brews.
I have a little bit of the of an issue with the way you're wording these questions, Logan, I'm not going to lie, but they all sound like really fun events. So if people, if it brings more people out and they have a great time at my expense, I'm happy to be part of this.
All right. I'd count a half point for that one.
All right. So I'm 1.5 out of 4. That's still pretty brutal, but let's keep going.
Are you ready for the fifth and final question?
Yes. All set.
All right. Soup Walk. Fest or fiction?
Fest. I think I've heard of that.
That is right.
Okay. I was like, maybe it was just in my dreams, but that sounds lovely. Tell me about Soup Fest.
You know, you may have heard of a wine walk or a beer walk before, but they are putting on Soup Walk in Appleton. You can visit the community on Saturday, October 11th, for an annual downtown Appleton Soup Walk. You're going to stroll through downtown and just savor delicious soups from a variety of participating businesses. And really, does anything sound more like fall than a soup walk, Pete?
It sounds fantastic, and it's not like a bar crawl where you can barely stand up by the end of it. And if anything, soup is healthy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's like in Appleton. Appleton has a lot of stuff like the Mile of Music. I know they also have a Mile of Fun coming up. That's one of the things on your website.
That one is new to me, Pete. Okay. I know Mile of Music, that is a tremendous festival, but Appleton certainly knows how to entertain visitors year round. I mean, if you want to go check out the Trout Museum, they got fantastic art there, and they're just getting ready to open a new location for the Trout Museum. So good reason to get to Appleton next month in October when that museum opens up.
I love that. What else can you tell us in terms of fall activities, Logan? How did I do? I was 2.5 for 5, right, overall?
Yeah, I'd say a clean 50%.
And if you're grading on a curve, that could be a C. Sure. All right, so what else can you tell us? I've got some events down here, but if there's somewhere you want to lead us or talk about something and get the word out, we could do that too.
Yeah, you know, it's the calendar showing fall right now.
And yeah.
One of the big reasons folks come to Wisconsin in fall is for that fall color. So Travel Wisconsin, we have this great resource, the Fall Color Report. Are you familiar with this, Pete?
I am not.
So it's a way to just help folks discover the colors of the season. It's a interactive map-based report that shows the up-to-date information on the status of fall color throughout the state. So we're actually working with more than 90 volunteer reporters right now, they are contributing regular updates throughout the end of October as those leaves change from green to peak color. And the Fall Color Report, it's fantastic planning resource. You not only learn where the trees are in terms of their transformation, but you can click a destination on the map and get ideas for best places to see fall color in the area, recommendations for dining, lodging, activities, etc. It's an all-in-one planning resource, and you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport.
Outstanding. All right. We're going to do a very short break. Then we'll be back for a couple minutes with our pal Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Maybe we could cover nightlights and fall farm fun, Logan, when we come back.
That sounds perfect.
All right. Fantastic. I might even get a pledge pitch in for Marinette as well. So we'll do all that with our guest, Logan Rogge, and then we'll wrap things up here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. We're coming right back.
I really want to know.
Appleton Cigar Company on College Avenue has been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar, which boasts the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee with over 706 cigars to choose from in a walk-in humidor. The Cigar Lounge offers an impressive variety of spirits and cocktails that pair perfectly with a premium cigar. For the full experience, come to Appleton Cigar at 415 College Ave, Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Tuesday night show here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am Pete Schwabe, Conrad Krieger working the board. I just want to reiterate, folks, that those of you, we talked about this earlier in the show, if you text in, a lot of people listen to the rebroadcast from 4 to 6 a.m. if they're out on the road or whatever. That does not qualify you for the text to win contest, unfortunately. So you got to find a way, if you can, to text us between 7 and 8, and that will... we'll make sure you qualify for the daily prizes and the grand prize as well. And there you go. So we have a couple more minutes here with our current guest, Mr. Logan Rogge. He is the Senior Communications Specialist for Travel Wisconsin. He just gave me a quiz again. I think I did better on the quiz this time, Logan. I think I only got 1 out of 5 last time.
Yeah, I was impressed, Pete. I think you've been studying up.
And had I followed my instincts, it might have been 3.5 out of 5. So I feel like every time you're here, I'm going to make slow incremental progress. Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Let's finish up. Hey, first of all, I want to ask you, I don't see a lot of Marinette, Wisconsin on the Travel Wisconsin website. What can I do? How can I go to bat for the town in which I live?
Well, Marinette County, fantastic destination.
Yes.
I think you just got to search a little harder, Pete, because
okay.
We love Marinette. you know, you're going to find information on the Marinette waterfall tours. Maybe you're rafting at Koshir's up, I'm blanking on the name of the river, but
Menominee.
There's certainly plenty
or
of ways to,
yeah,
or Peshtigo. Yep. Yep. Certainly plenty of ways to plan a trip to Marinette with the help of travelwisconsin.com. But, you know, I know they have some great local resources available to folks too.
They do. And it's a great, especially in fall, the colors up there in Marinette County are beautiful, as they are in Oconee County as well in Northeast Wisconsin. But I have to say, I'm just kind of giving you a hard time because I am the world's most notorious inside guy anyway. But I love the fall colors out my picture windows.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to all the inside tips the first time I get up to Marinette, Pete.
I'll give you the inside guy tour of fall. Yeah. I think it could be really cool. All right. So before we let you go, Logan, let's talk about this Nightlights thing. Looks really cool. Tell us about Nightlights.
So, yeah, I thought this was appropriate topic for a show like yours. You know, fall days get darker earlier. Those temperatures are cooler and you're going to find these really cool nighttime artful like light shows throughout the state. So there's a few I'd like to highlight. One's in Oshkosh. It's at the Payne Art Center and Gardens, and it's called The Nature of Light. Have you heard of this yet?
No, I have not.
So they put on their first display back in 2022, and it attracted more than 50,000 visitors to this historic estate in Oshkosh. Wow. And they're returning this year with the second incarnation of The Nature of Light. It opened to the public in August, and it runs each night through October 26th. And it's these spectacular showcases of illuminated sculptures and environments inside and outside the pane. They have light dancers that are putting on circus-style performances to enhance the viewing experience. Definitely one to check out.
That's fantastic.
Another quick one in Madison, that's Gleam. It's an annual exhibition at the Ulbrich Botanical Gardens. It's been wowing people for a decade. It's these large-scale light installations that are created by local, regional, and international designers. So you can stroll the outdoor 16-acre garden and inside the conservancy to see this destination literally in a new light. Book the ticket soon, though. Gleam runs Wednesdays through Saturdays until October 25th.
I have not heard of that one. That's kind of cool. Real quick, we've got about a minute left, Logan. What about Fall Farm Fun?
Yeah, there's plenty of options to choose from. If you're in the Lincoln County area, I'd highly suggest checking out Helene's Hilltop Orchard. That's in Merrill. They got a big U-Pick apple operation there. Oh. They have, you know, a bakery. You know, you can get pastries, bread, their signature pies. Another great idea is folks in southern Wisconsin, they'll want to travel to Janesville for Skelly's Farm Market. Particularly for their corn maze, they have a escape room style corn maze that integrates clues and like solving puzzles to navigate your way through the maze, where you'll actually end by unlocking a door and solving this mystery. Those are two great destinations to check out this fall.
The great thing about a corn maze is if you never get out, you won't starve to death because you've got food.
Some people maybe like a little more variety in their diet, but I get the logic. Yeah.
Just I'm saying for legal purposes, it helps.
Yeah.
Hey, this is all great stuff. You must love your gig, buddy. So much fun talking about the great things and the beauty in our state, and you do it really well. Thank you, as always, for your time.
It was a pleasure to be on, Pete. Thanks all for right. having me.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. That's Logan Rogge. Check out Travel Wisconsin, the website. There's tons more information about really cool stuff happening in our state all over the next what is fall? 3 months, Conrad?
Does yeah. sound about right? And then it's
and it's brutal. Yeah. You know, when I become the biggest football fan is when there's snow on the ground. I just don't want to go outside.
I mean, yeah, because it's right there in front of you and you're like, all right.
That's when I get serious about my sports fandom. I'd like to thank Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Logan Rogge and you for all of your texts and calls. It's been great fun here. Good luck with the contest, everybody. Tomorrow night, who do we have, Conrad? We've got,
well, we got Rich LoCascio.
Oh, we got the wrestling.
Their wrestling announcer.
Wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio. Record producer and filmmaker Wendy Schneider and Civic Media's own David Grant telling us how you can take over the radio for a day. It's going to be a fun show. Be sure and be back here. Happy birthday once again to Bruce Springsteen. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
Happens in Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A very different take on the war between Russia and Ukraine from President Trump after meeting with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky today on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. ABC's Karen Travers has more.
In a major shift, President Trump indicated Ukraine could regain all of its territory lost during the war with Russia, not land swaps for a peace deal as he was pushing for this summer.
Let him get that land back.
Before world leaders at the UN General Assembly criticizing the UN, President Trump saying that the body has tremendous potential, but accusing it of promoting empty words. Ryan Ruth found guilty today of the attempted golf course assassination of President Trump. After the verdict, Ruth trying to stab his neck repeatedly with a pen removed from the courtroom. In Washington, Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer criticizing President Trump today for pulling out a budget talk, saying if the government is shut down, it's on the president. The deadline, October 1st. This is ABC News.